using chopsticks was the first of many learning curves. Now, it's second nature. Shapour Ahmed Azimi and his family are some of the 400 Afghans who relocated to South Korea after the Taliban took power last August.
Now, I never think about my past, what I did in the past and what are doing now. No, just I stop everything. I start my life from first here.
Azimi has a college degree and used to work in an office. Now, he packs plastic products. He and a fellow refugee are some of the dozens of Afghans who have been placed in entry-level jobs. They say the hardest thing about life now is learning Korean. Still, a nice break from constantly worrying about violence.
You see our schedule down there, so there's no time for learning. That's the most difficult. We don't have any other difficulty here.
Taliban officials have implemented new laws in nearly every area of society, and Afghan girls are arguably the most affected. It's now illegal for young women to stay in class after primary school and must be accompanied by a male guardian if they want to leave the house. Azimi has several daughters and says a major reason he left Afghanistan was to keep them in school and free.
My daughter can't go to outside alone in Afghanistan. Can go to school alone, everything. But here, we never think about when they go out alone.
But even in South Korea, education has been a point of contention. Some Korean parents held a protest against the entry of Afghan children in local schools when they first arrived last year. But that has since calmed down. Azimi says for the first time, he has a future he can look forward to in a foreign land that is starting to feel like home. Leah Harding, Al Jazeera.